It's Friday, August 25th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. D. James Kennedy Ministries has filed suit in the United States District Court against the Southern Poverty Law Center for public defamation. Last week, CNN had publicized the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate list of Christian ministries, along with neo-Nazi groups, under the heading, quote, "All the active hate groups where you live," unquote. The suit claims that the Southern Poverty Law Center has libeled the ministry's reputation by including them on the hate list, subjecting the ministry to, quote, "disgrace, ridicule, odium, and contempt in the estimation of the public," unquote. Dr. Frank Wright, president of the D. James Kennedy Ministries, said, quote, "Those who knowingly label Christian ministries as hate groups solely for subscribing to the historic Christian faith are either woefully uninformed or willfully deceitful," unquote. Other ministries on the SPLC hate list include the American Family Association, Alliance Defending Freedom, and the Generations and Worldview in 5 Minutes ministries. Kevin Swanson, director of Generations, said that Christian ministries are targeted for their opposition to the sin of homosexuality.
The SPLC has been doing this for years, lumping Christian groups in with neo-Nazis so they can turn the public against Christians. The SPLC is equating the opposition to the sin of homosexuality to supporting National Socialist racists, and it's defamation really at its most potent form.
Psalm 119:69 says, "The insolent smear me with lies, but with my whole heart I keep your precepts." A Washington State high school football coach has been found guilty of violating the Constitution of the United States as determined by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Coach Joe Kennedy knelt on the 50-yard line and prayed silently at Bremerton High School at the end of a football game several years ago. Coach Joe was removed from his position as coach when he refused to stop praying in that manner. The White House is about to release a plan for banning men who want to present themselves as women and women who want to present themselves as men from the military. The Wall Street Journal said that the plan will, quote, "direct the Pentagon to deny admittance to transgender individuals and stop spending on medical treatment regimens for those currently serving," unquote. CBN tells the story of a Syrian refugee in Greece who became a Christian after her husband and 2 sons were killed by ISIS. A Christian family from the Apostolic Evangelical Church of Thessalonica reached out to the woman named Amal. She was baptized, and now she says she wants to show God's love to other Muslims in the area. Muslim atrocities are increasing in severity. Tragically, UNICEF counts 83 children who have been used as human bombs since January of this year, 55 girls and 27 boys. And in one case, the terrorists actually used a baby strapped to a little girl for their destructive work. The Lord Jesus Christ describes this work in John 8 when he said, "You are of your father the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him." The Chile High Court has legalized abortion for the first time by a vote of 6-4. The decision directly counters the Chilean Constitution. The World View spoke to Catherine Glenn Foster, president of Americans United for Life, on the scope of the decision.
It made abortion legal only in the cases of rape and the case of a baby that is not projected to be able to live outside the womb, and in the case of a threat to the mother's life. It can be interpreted often more broadly than it sounds, but it is a little bit more limited than Roe v. Wade in that it doesn't create that broad, more universal, quote-unquote, right to abortion.
American household debt rose in the second quarter this year, up 4.5% over the previous year. That's $12.8 trillion. The New York Fed noted that credit card debt delinquency ticked up notably over the last quarter. Meanwhile, the federal deficit is up 10% from last year's deficit, according to the Congressional Budget Office. The CBO estimates a $693 billion